most trusted and connected man in Utah.
Chris Burbank, our chief of police here in Salt Lake City.
Doug Wright.
The beauty of America is you have the right to protest and say, you know what, I'm upset with the government and I have an issue. But it is not an excuse for lawlessness.
The Doug Wright Show on KSL News Radio, 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
Well, I'll tell you, this is a significant point for Republicans especially. Tomorrow, the 114th Congress will be in control of Republicans, not only in the House as it has been, but in the Senate as well. So very interesting things are unfolding, will be unfolding. And here for the state of Utah, we have our 4th District Congresswoman-elect who will be sworn in tomorrow. And I'm delighted that Mia Love could join us on the program today. So, Mia, what's happening? Anything going on back there?
Well, I had some friends that are from Utah. I've got a lot of family members and some friends from Utah. And we did, this morning, we did a running tour. So I took them on an 8-mile run, and we went to the Capitol, took pictures, went to the all the way to the Lincoln Memorial, took pictures, and it was kind of cool. It took a while to do it, but it was, you know, it's not very often do you get to do a running tour with your friends from Utah, and I'm just happy that we can do this whole, they can. I feel like I'm not alone when we've got my friends and family from Utah joining me.
8-mile running tour. I'd probably last for about 8 blocks, you know, and then I'd be huffing and puffing. You'd have to be sending me texts where you were going to be next.
As slow as we were going, we would be fine. There were selfies everywhere. We're just every moment somebody wanted to take a picture next to something. So
you know, I saw a photograph, and I can't remember where, but it was you and Jason, your husband, standing there outside mm-hmm. of your office with that brand new, you know, bronze plaque for anybody who has ever haunted the halls of our congressional delegation where their offices are. That's a familiar sight. There you are standing there with your husband in front of that. That must have been a real trip.
You know, even thinking about it, it's so surreal because here I am, a daughter of parents who immigrated with no money, you know, ended up being a mayor of a small city in the state of Utah. You know, to be able to get out here and represent the Utah and the people of the 4th District, it's such an honor. And I'm just trying to take it all in, and I realize the responsibility that's on my shoulder, and I'm going to do everything I can to make Utah proud. It's just so surreal, you know.
I had the opportunity to sit in the well of the House once and just sit there in those chairs, look up at those famous, you know, portraits that are on both sides of the podium, and to just look around and think of the significance and think of the things that had happened in that yeah. chamber. And I couldn't help but wonder what it must be like to sit there as an elected representative of the people of the United States, in your case, the people of not only the United States, but a particular district here in the state of Utah. When you are sworn in tomorrow, will, as you try to envision that, you try to see yourself there, what comes to mind for you?
Here's what comes to mind for me. And I hope this comes to mind for everyone who's being sworn in on that day, that this is not their house. This house belongs to all of the hardworking Americans that are out there that are trying to make ends meet, that are doing everything they can to provide a future for their family. I am going to make sure that the vision that comes to my head is that vision at the kitchen table as a person, you know, that has been balancing budgets in my home and in my city. You know, all the people that are working really hard, that's the vision that's going to come in my head, because I think that if we can keep people in mind and make sure that they're part of the political process, that they're part of the decision-making, then I believe that we can do great things. So we have an opportunity to do something really wonderful, and I'm just I'm hoping that everyone is able to keep that in mind, because I know I will be. I will be thinking of every one of you that are listening out there. I'm going to be thinking about your families and thinking about what I can do to make life better.
I was talking with Governor Herbert just a few moments ago in his role as the vice chair of the National Governors Association. He'll be making the State of the States address tomorrow, meeting with the president and the vice president, along with some of the other governors. He will soon be the chairman. I was reflecting with the governor just the clout that Utah has. You look at the role Mayor Becker now has with mayors. You look at Kurt Bramble, his role back there. You look at Orrin Hatch, Senate Finance Committee chair, and then also president pro tem of the Senate, which puts him fourth in line, if you count the president, for the presidency. Rob Bishop, who is the chair of the National Resources Committee. Jason Chaffetz, the chair of the House Oversight Committee, not to mention their other committees. Mike Lee, you look at his committee assignments, and then you also look at his prominence, especially with the more conservative side of the party. You look at Chris Stewart, the House Appropriations Committee, and your new assignment on the Financial Services Committee. I know that perhaps wasn't your first choice, but hey, this ain't bad.
I can tell you right now, I'm one of four out of 57 freshmen that got on an A committee, and it wasn't easy. You know, when I realized where the spots were open, I thought to myself, where can I affect, where can I help Utah the most? And we've got a lot of industrial banks here. We've got a lot of, you know, different things. We have a big banking system. Utah is growing more economically with our ability to make sure that we are providing financial security for all Americans, you know, regular people that are working really hard. And so I just thought to myself, I can actually go in and influence things like Dodd-Frank that are hurting American families, you know, influence some of the mortgage lending issues that we have out there. So I'm really excited about financial services. It wasn't easy to get on that committee, but one of four out of 57 is not bad.
No, that's not bad at all. And, you know, I've observed Utah politics and our clout back in Washington for a long, long time now, and I am hard-pressed to think of a time when Utah has wielded more clout than we do right now back in Washington. And I think all of us here in the state of Utah are hoping that it not only pays off for our great state, but it pays off for our great country. In the very short term, what is your number one goal? As soon as you take your hand down from the square and you are actually a member of Congress, which is, what, about 24 hours away, what's the first thing you hope that this 114th Congress can accomplish?
Well, I'm hoping that, one, we remember that the dysfunction on both sides have come from people saying, hey, trust Washington again, trust Washington again. And in fact, what I believe that we need to do is trust people again and get them part of the decision-making process. And one of the things that we can do that would start that and start on the right foot is to actually pass a budget. So I'm going to do everything I can to try and push in that direction, because when you have a budget, you let the American people in on what the expenditures are, what the programs are, what you have money for, what you don't have money for, and just let them decide what the priorities are, right? Get the decision-making back into their hands. When you do that, things become so much more transparent. And the reason why people do not trust Washington is because nothing's transparent. Everything's done in back rooms and where deals are being made. And again, I'm going to do everything I can to get the decision-making back into people's hands. So I think one of the things that we can do right off the bat is to work on passing a budget.
Isn't that just amazing, Mia, that is what you and I are talking about here? That seems so fundamental. Any financial planner dealing with a family, anybody sitting down and dealing with an upstart business or a business that has been around, legacy business or a business that is struggling, the very first thing that any responsible individual would say is, let's look at your budget and let's make sure that it is in line. We don't even, well, you know, other than kicking it down the road, how long has it been since the United States of America has actually had a budget? It's incredible.
I mean, it's incredible. And here's the funny thing. The, you know, Utahns and the American people have been setting the standard or setting the example for years. I mean, I couldn't run a household or a city, let alone a country, without having a budget, without knowing exactly what's coming in and what's leaving. It's just, you know, it baffles me. So I think, again, fundamentally, that would be the first thing. If we can do that, that would be a great start. I don't believe that this is a mandate. You know, the whole 114th Congress, I believe it's an opportunity that Americans are putting their hands up saying, look, this is not working. You know, let's see if this will work. I don't think it's just they don't trust one party and trust another party better. It's just saying we need somebody to do their job. So here's something that has broad bipartisan support. You would think that we can pass a budget.
Well, you would think so. Mia, I know you've got.
That's what I'm working for.
I know you've got such a busy time back in Washington, and I really appreciate you making time for our listeners here at KSL being part of today's Doug Wright Show. We look forward to a lot of great, great conversations and a lot of great information. And my best to you tomorrow. What an amazing day. And to you and your husband and your family, I wish you the best. And when you're down there in the well of the house, taking that oath of office, we're all with you.
Well, we're putting Utah on the map, and I could not represent a better state. I couldn't do it, and so I am so excited, and I'm so proud of where I'm from. So thank you, Utah, and thank you, Doug, for giving me the opportunity to speak to you, and call me anytime.
Oh, absolutely. We'll be bugging you often. Thank you, Mia.
Okay, bye-bye.
Okay, bye-bye. Mia Love joining us, who tomorrow, around this time, will be our brand-new 4th District Congresswoman from the state of Utah.